start out really basically if you could explain what this event is and how it came about?
Sure. So you've heard of a reenactment, maybe. Maybe you've been to Conner Prairie and you've stepped across that line and you've seen another place in time. Pre-Enact Indy is about looking into the future, a time of justice and mercy, a time where there's economic vibrancy and equity for everyone. The problem is that we don't know what that looks like. Have we ever seen it? And our thought at the Harrison Center was, what if theater could help us envision it for a day? And so we've taken a three-block stretch of East 16th Street, where the forces of gentrification are heading that way, and we're partnering with theaters. We're building 11 temporary buildings of vacant lots. We're activating vacant buildings, and the actors are acting out a world that ought to be. The script is based on the backstory of the neighborhood, the hopes and dreams, the pain the neighborhood went through. And so every single property and everything that's happening, each scene that's happening on that property is tied back to the neighborhood story and their hopes for the future.
There's a lot of conversations that have been happening for years, of course, about what gentrification means exactly, how to fix it. So is there a specific philosophy behind this?
I think that what I've learned is that there are two kinds of gentrification. There's economic gentrification, where those economic forces that downtown Indy is a popular place to be. And then there's cultural gentrification. And I don't think I can do much about economic gentrification. I'm just Joanna Taft. I'm just a neighbor. I live in this area. But I think I could do something about cultural gentrification. And I think the arts can lead there. We cannot keep new people from moving into a neighborhood, but we can invite them into an existing story.
Why is it important for something like cultural gentrification to not happen?
A community that cares about its residents and cares about the people that have come before us is a community with a soul. I think if Indianapolis, you know, we've strengthened in so many areas, but could we strengthen an area of loving and caring for our residents? When people are connected, when they're known, when they're loved, when they're connected, they're healthier. And when people are known and loved and connected in neighborhoods, the neighborhood is healthier. And when that happens across neighborhoods, our city is going to be healthier.
If you want to have an event that talks about, it's a conversation about how to make our neighborhoods more equitable and how to remember that history, you could have something like people just giving speeches. So why have theater specifically?
I think theater inspires us. You know, last year, I don't think I realized how inspiring it would be. I have never had a project where I had as many emails and phone calls and responses last year about how meaningful it was. They felt respected, they felt known, and they felt like maybe people were starting to think about neighborhood development in a different way.
Did anything stick out to you? Any single comment that you heard that surprised you or had an effect on you?
So one of the things we did last year is we took a billboard and we took off the fast food restaurant ads that plague urban neighborhoods, and we elevated neighborhood heroes. So we had billboards that celebrated people that had passed away and people that are current heroes in the neighborhood today. And one woman was driving across 16th Street, and she stopped, and she got out of the car, and she said to somebody building sets, "That's my dad. You know, he's been gone for 40 years. That's my dad." And she was blown away that this neighborhood is remembering where it came from and who the leaders were. And this is a guy that he was known for doing youth programming in the neighborhood at JT Hill, but he would also help raise people's children. You know, he would stop on the street and say, "Hey, you're not home. You're supposed to be doing your homework. Get in my car. I'm going to take you home right now." So she emailed me after and just said, "Thank you. Thank you. We felt honored. We had felt forgotten. And the story is being shared with the community. And we are so thankful." There were many like that. Tears of joy and hope for the future.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.